the stands. We support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Well, Greenwood won the opening tip-off, brought to you by Shelter Insurance agent Scott Tabor. They are moving right to left in this first half. Ball is up top with Kennan. Ball now over on the left side, it goes to right. Up top once again to Kennan. Over on the right side to Robbins. Robbins dribbling toward the top. Gives it back to Kennan.
Something new you're seeing from the Bombers right here. We kind of took a page out of Siloam Springs' playbook on defense.
Yeah.
We're in a 3-2 zone right here.
Ball is with Robbins. His shot's blocked.
Yeah, Dover got up high and threw that ball out to half court there.
Green was able to get the ball back. Ball goes to Kennan just outside the paint. His jumper will not go. Dewey gets the rebound, and Manstone will have their first possession of the night. Here's Proctor into the front court for the Bombers. We are 57 seconds into this contest. Proctor with on the right side, throws up top to Bickford. Greenwood in a man-to-man. Greenwood drills to the left side, goes back up toward the top, picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. You know, gives it up top to Dewey. Dewey dribbles over toward the right side, gives it there to Ellison. Up top now goes to Bickford. Bickford going to the right side. Takes a screen from Dewey, dribbling into the lane. Now picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Finds Ellison on the left side. He drills to the corner. Was about to pull up for the jumper and instead kicks it to Dover. His shot will not go. Offensive rebound for Dewey. Back up and in, and Mounts home strikes first.
You know, good job there by Reed, keeping his head. He jumped up. You never want to jump. He went to shoot. Looked like the ball was going to get blocked, and he kept his mind about him and just got rid of the ball.
Back the other way. Forbes pulls up for the three-pointer in the right corner. Will not go. Mounts home gets their third rebound of the night. Here's Dewey with it in the right corner. He is trying to throw it to Dover. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Kennan. That's Mounts home's first turnover of the evening.
Yeah, something to watch on Mountain Home side of the ball here. If you notice here, as we're setting our screens, we got to get in there close and rub elbow to elbow and, you know, shoulder to shoulder and get those defenders off of us.
Pulling up for the jumper was right near the – I'm sorry, Robbins near the right left elbow. He couldn't get it to go. Greenwood gets the offensive rebound, and they'll set back up. Here's Wright with it, throws over on the left side to Kennan. To Forbes just outside the lane. His jumper wouldn't go, and Proctor gets the board. Back comes Mountain Home. Bombers up 2-0, 5:37 left to play in the first quarter. Proctor going coast-to-coast for the layup. No good. Ball's knocked around, and rebound's controlled by Ellison. Kicks it to Dewey in the right corner. Out to Bickford on the wing. He thought about the three. Still, he'll take the screen from Dewey. Now he is going to pull up for the three. Good!
Good job, Kai, right there with the shot.
And good job by Dewey to get
Dewey
him some space.
Yeah, Dewey, get him out there and give him some space. Good job there.
5-0, Mountain Home up. 5:15, let's play in the first quarter. Ball goes to Kennan. He dribbles up to the top. Throws over on the left side to right. Forbes couldn't handle the pass, and Dover comes up the steal. He'll throw it to Proctor, who's going back the other way. Coast to coast for the layup. Good. And Greenwood is not liking what they're seeing. Donnie Husband's going to take a timeout. Luke Proctor with his first 2 points of the night. We'll break with 5:01. Let's play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Greenwood 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time to buy than now with easy pick payment plans. 12, 14, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, now carrying Garver Blinds. Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you.
Well, Mount Home has got off to a good start, scoring the first 7 points of this game as we have 5 minutes left to the first quarter. Here is Kennan with it, throws it to Forbes near the top. Down to Kennan, just outside the line. He's going to pull up for the jumper, no good. And Dewey gets Mount Home's sixth rebound of the night.
You know, I think the 3-2 zone is giving them a little bit of a hard time.
Dover within the paint, his jumper partially blocked, and a Greenwood comes up the board. Kennan with it. He drills to the free throw line, kicks out to right. He loses the handle of the ball, and Mount Home's going to come up with a steal.
Mount Home is really active tonight. You know, like I said, I think we kind of caught him off guard with this 3-2 zone, and our hands are looking real good. We might have found something that we can hang our hats on defensively.
You know, Josh Fulcher was saying at halftime the JV game was a little sluggish. The varsity contest doesn't seem like that at all. Bickford pulling up for the jumper at the elbow. Good.
Yeah, we've talked about it throughout the broadcast of the year. Kai has got to start hitting that shot to help us open things up. Tonight he's doing a really good job of that.
And going up for the layup was Preston. He couldn't get it to go. Offensive rebound by Kennan. He goes back up with it. Couldn't get that to go. Preston gets another offensive board. That one won't go either. And this time the rebound comes to Mountain Home.
You know, our length in the post are causing them a little bit of problems.
And a foul's going to be called on Sam Forbus as he just bowled over his screener there, Braden Dewey. Forbus picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Greenwood here in the first half.
You know, Matt, we talked about that. How is Mountain Home going to do coming off those screens? Are they going to go shoulder to shoulder? Right there was a great example of that. Dewey held his ground shoulder to shoulder. Defensive player ran through him. That's a foul every time.
9-0, Mountain Home up. 3:46 left to play in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes in the backcourt to Bickford. He gets across timeline. He has Forbus right on him. He'll take the screen from Dewey. Finds Dewey in the right corner, going into the lane. Fall layup, good.
Good little pick and roll right there. Dewey rolled right off of it. Good job by Kai finding him with a nice bounce pass.
And Mount Holmes up 11-0 with less than 3.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. And Forbus misses the three-pointer. Dover gets the rebound. And Greenwood's still being held to a goose egg right now. Bickford drills to the right corner. Kicks out to Dewey. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Braden Dewey with 7 points, and Greenwood's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 3:10 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home up on Greenwood 14-0. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from a challenge. They take pride in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
Well, you got like the job Mountain Home's doing attacking against this Greenwood team so far.
Yeah, we're doing a great job. We're hitting our shots. We're playing good defense. We're rebounding. Just everything that you could ask for coming out in the first, what was first 5 minutes of this game is gone exactly how we would ask it to go.
Mountain Home up 14-0. Preston throws it to Hunter Houston, who just checked in. Ball goes down to Kennan on the low block. He puts off the glass and in. And Greenwood finally gets on the board after Mountain Home scores the first 14.
Let's keep the pressure on them right here. Let's keep the pressure on them on the offensive side and kind of continue to extend this lead a little bit.
2:37 left to play in the first quarter. 14-2, Mountain Home up. Bickford dribbling into the low block, going in. Fall layup, good! Kai Bickford with 7 points on the night. 16-2, Mountain Home up. 2:26 left to play in the first quarter. Kennan with it on the left side. Drills into the paint. Pulls up for the jumper. Gets it. So Aiden Kennan with all four of Greenwood's points in this contest so far. 16-4, Mountain Home up. 2:12 left in the first quarter. Proctor dribbling into lane, going in for the leaning jumper. No good. And the rebound comes to Greenwood.
And one thing Greenwood's done, they changed a little bit. You got Dover and Dewey both are trying to block shots right here. Now they're going to start ball faking and getting this off. That's what Kennan did the last few times to get that open shot.
Houston dribbles up toward the top, throws it into the right in the left corner. He's going to dribble towards the lane, loses the handle of the ball, it goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Greenwood ball on the baseline with 1:50 left to play in the first quarter. Braxton Carson, sophomore for Mountain Home, comes in for the first time tonight, checking in for Reed Ellison.
You know, one thing we can say, Matt, how about their coach in the full-on suit? You don't see that very often at the high school level over here.
Not a whole lot. Here is Kennan. He's going to pull up for the jumper just outside the lane, a little short, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home.
I like the look.
Proctor with it on the left wing. He takes screen, drills to the corner. Going towards the low block. His pass is knocked away and stolen by Greenwood. Back quickly come the Bulldogs. Here is Wright with it. He's going to throw it down in the corner to Ligon. Or Ligon, here is Wright with it. Gives up top to Kinnon. Over to Ligon on the left side. Back up top to Kinnon. Over to Wright on the right. Now up top to Ligon. He drills to the right elbow. Kicks back out to Wright. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. And Dover gets the rebound for Mountain Home.
Yeah, good job, man. Mountain Home's defense is very aggressive right now. We are moving well, covering the top of that zone, doing a really good job.
16-4, Mountain Home up. Less than a minute left to play in the first quarter. Dewey's going to try for another three-pointer. Good! Braden Dewey already in double figures with 10. 19-4, the Bombers up. 49 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes up top to Kinnon. Over on the right side to Ligon. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own. Misses everything. Kinnon saves it in to Jay Wright, and Greenwood will keep possession with their sixth board. 33 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Ball is with Wright. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. Long rebound being chased down and controlled by Bickford.
Good hustle there by Kai. Seeing that board, holding off the defender that was trying for it as well, and grabbing it with tapping it to himself. Great job there by Kai.
16 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Here's Dewey with it up top. He dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Bickford on the wing. Down to 10. Bickford's going to dribble into the lane. Finds Dewey on the low block going in for a layup. Oh, they're going to wave it off and call a travel against Kai Bickford.
Now that they got Dewey there for the walk.
Oh, Dewey?
As he caught it, he kind of shuffled his feet a little bit there.
I got you. Aiden Kinnon checks out of the game as Sam Forbes comes back in. Exactly 6 seconds left to play in this first quarter. It's a 15-point Mountain Home advantage. Here's Wright quickly back the way. He's going coast to coast for the layup. He gets it, and he draws contact. Jay Wright will go to the line for the and one with 1.4 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Who'd they call that foul on?
I think they got Dover there.
Yes, they did. Robert Dover with his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. Free throw for Wright is up and in. He has his first 3 points of the night. So 19-7, Mountain Home up. Again, 1.4 left. Inbound pass goes to Bickford. He's going to try just one last heave. The buzzer is well short, and we've come to the end of the first quarter. A good start for Mountain Home for overall. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home up on Greenwood 19-7. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to